This show just got interesting.
You know, you should really go on this show.
I mean, what is this show?
This is a show that families enjoy.
This show does something that no show on TV does.
Ah, this show is so good!
Let's get this show on the road.
I love this show.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now
on Mix 105.1.
We are back at it Monday morning. Good morning to you, 6:09. John, Justin, Jackson is out on the street already this morning. We'll be checking with him about, I would say, 6:35 with Jackson on the job. He's going to be a trash guy today.
What's he going to be doing for them, though?
He's going to ride in the actual trash truck.
So really, he's just going to ride around in the truck and drink coffee all morning.
Sounds like a pretty good job.
Yeah.
We got to rethink how we do these.
I see what he's up to.
Yeah, he's got, like, he worked at, like, at a donut shop one day.
Uh-huh.
Then he gave away flowers.
Right.
Now he's sitting in a truck.
Just visiting with the guy, shooting the breeze all morning.
You know, and I don't want to steal a lot of what he's going to talk about today, but the rules they have to drive these trash trucks are pretty impressive. The safety meetings that they do every single day.
And, are they really?
Yeah, it is a process, man. And we'll, like I said, we'll have Jackson kind of fill you in more on that. This week, we're going to do tickets to Toyota Bash every single hour, all morning long. So Toyota Bash is going to be Saturday, September 1st at the Galvin Center. AWOL Nation is performing. So every hour with us and Kevin Cruz as well. But before we get to that, I also got a Fiance Friday we got to revisit. I was at the Barks Bites and Brew event down at Traverse.
Was it a big deal?
Huge. Oh, huge. Puppies everywhere.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a blast.
Did you
yeah.
come home with one? I know you've been trying.
No, my wife Jen made it perfectly clear to not.
No.
Yeah, like many times.
Because so, you and I tried on Friday.
I know we did.
To sneak one home. And she's like, nope. He can have it, but it can live at your house.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, that doesn't work out.
I would have been your new roomie.
Probably.
Lori's cool with that.
You and the dog could live in the basement.
Exactly. So I was there, and a lot of people wanted to talk about last week's Fiance Friday.
Which one was that one?
That was one where Peter's fiance moved out of the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were just shocked because it's a Fiance Friday had never gone that way before. And they thought it was like, wow, that's so different than what we've heard on the show usually.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd revisit that about 6:45 this morning.
Okay.
Kind of go from there.
Let's do it.
Justin, how was you? How are you? How was your weekend?
Good. I was out doing a broadcast like you.
Yeah.
But Thurl Bailey showed up at mine.
Thurl?
Yeah. That's the kind of power I get, you know. People like Thurl Bailey show up like, hey, man.
Absolutely.
He cracked a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It was a height joke. Right.
Sounds
out of the
right.
He's like,
yeah.
Hey, could you guys maybe raise this tent up a little bit?
There it is.
As he like looked over the top
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. Did you tell him that I think he stole my towel at the gym?
Yeah, he just chuckled, and I couldn't tell if, at that point, if he was judging me or if he was just confused on what I was trying to tell
I'm
him.
I'm pretty sure he was just confused.
Yeah, I mean, the look on his face was like, I'm like, hey, so my co-host and I, we did this thing on the air the other day to where he made it sound like you stole his towel at the gym. And he just kind of chuckled with this really confused look on his face.
There it is.
And then
yeah.
we just continued on. Like, never mind. Yeah, that was my weekend.
That's good. Hey, since today is Monday and we're going to kick off a Mediation Monday later on in the show, do you remember the mediation we did about the father who didn't want his daughter wearing such a short skirt?
Yes.
And we got a lot of texts going, don't worry, the dress code will take care of that.
Right.
Right. Well, this new high school in California has an anti-dress code policy. School administrators are allowing students to wear hats, hoodies, leggings, yoga pants, skinny jeans, midriff-bearing shirts, ripped jeans, pajamas, halter tops, and spaghetti straps. They're saying the relaxed dress code will improve student test scores and attendance. I feel like we're just giving up at that point.
I don't feel like we really live a lot by the dress code at the school. I mean,
so
it's not like really a factor at our house.
Do you mean, are you saying your daughter dresses to it or doesn't dress to
it? She dresses to it all the time anyway.
Right, even if she wasn't going to school.
Right, so it's like, oh yeah, they do have one of those. I guess maybe the main thing would be like if Morgan couldn't wear a hat.
Yeah.
But that'd be the biggest deal, if anything.
Do we need the pajamas?
No.
I mean, can't we draw the line somewhere?
Yeah, it drives me nuts when I see people wearing pajamas on the airplane and stuff even. It's like, you shouldn't wear them out of the house.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You should not, if you're an adult, unless you're driving through somewhere, like maybe Taco Bell like on a Saturday night and you already got your PJs on, that's fine.
We've gone from, and this always drives me nuts, they've gone from back in the day, people used to dress up to go somewhere on an airplane. Now we're wearing pajamas and slippers, and you barely even brushed your teeth to
that's
go.
That's right. Justin, let's get to your showbiz beat.
So it was a sad weekend. We lost quite a few people, actually. You know how they said they come in threes. Senator John McCain passed away on Saturday at the age of 81. Then we also learned that we lost Robin Leach at the age of 76. Remember him from The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Sure.
Champagne Wishes and Caviar Dreams.
He was also in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I mean, I always enjoyed all of his voiceover stuff.
Yeah.
But I when I saw that he was only 76, I feel bad because I always thought he was
older.
I thought he was like that old when I watched him as a kid. And then Neil Simon was the third, and he was a playwright. And so some of the stuff that he had was The Odd Couple, Barefoot in the Park, and the Bloxy Blues. And so
married Marilyn Monroe at one point in time.
And so, yeah. There's our three.
Yeah.
Also, Eddie Murphy going to be a father for the 10th time.
So I did not realize that Eddie Murphy was such a busy man.
No, as I saw that, I'm like, you know what? You're lucky that you're as wealthy as you are.
Right.
Because you feeding, was it 10 children with 5 different women, has got to be expensive.
What is he paying out?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to know that. But so.
Thank goodness he has that Shrek money going on.
Right?
He's like, yeah, let's do a Shrek 7. That's fine.
That's true, because he hasn't done a whole lot lately, has he? Also, I wanted to do this. Did you see the website where they called Pete Davidson? They said he had butthole eyes.
Yes. Yes, I did. I saw this.
But then a doctor was saying, no, probably because he's dehydrated and it's associated with his Crohn's. I didn't know he had Crohn's.
Ariana Grande came out over the weekend going after this website and kind of listing out like, hey, you don't understand what he battles every day. Then you feel bad for always like comparing the two and be like, ah, he's not as good looking. And then you're, oh,
I find it humorous, but that's what they said. I was like, I was wondering if you were going to allow me to do that story this morning. So while movies over the weekend, Crazy Rich Asians picks up the win at the box office again, $25 million. That one just continues to keep doing well. I thought Jackson was supposed to see it. He never did give us a review on it. The Meg, though, coming in at number 2.
So you went and saw The Meg?
Yeah, The Meg's not all that great.
Really?
No, The Meg is long, and The Meg, you lose interest in The Meg. The Meg is not like this sleeper hit that we want it to be.
Right.
I don't know why it keeps doing as well, because maybe the options aren't there. It's on something else to go see.
Could Liam sit through it? He's 6.
Liam will get bored of the movie.
Okay.
You know why? It's long.
So violent, though. It's not like it's not bloody and gory.
Not bloody and gory. I mean, if he's all right with a sharky and just
And
if he doesn't care about that, it's going to be all right. And then the new one, the Happy Time Murders, came in at number three. It's $10 million. So
I had friends see it, and they said it was hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
That is the Showbiz Beat.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Jackson on the street.
What's going on?
All right. Today, Jackson, you're on the job. Are you there already? Are you driving to your location? What is happening?
I am on my way to the waste management facility in West Jordan. I am going to be a garbage man for the day.
So do you meet at, like, the dump?
I am not there yet. I think this is just where the trucks are, like when they keep their trucks, because we're about to do a safety meeting. They've got to fit me out in safety gear. I have to sign a waiver. I've never signed a waiver for Jackson on the street, so I should be concerned, but I don't think I am.
We had you shoot the tube over at Sugar House Park, and there was no waiver. Yet today you have to sign a waiver?
Well, shooting the tube was more of a, it's illegal, so there's no such thing as a waiver for anything.
I was talking to Justin about how, I mean, they're taking this serious. You got to sit through safety meetings, and we got to follow some big guidelines today.
Yeah, so you guys are actually, I'm not even allowed to answer a call or look at my phone while the truck is in motion, and I'm the passenger. I'm not even the driver. So you guys have to text me about 5 minutes before you're going to call me so that I can have the guy pull over. It is serious business. Waste management is not messing around with safety.
You know, that's nice to hear, though, that they take that so serious with having cell phones and distracted driving when you're driving such a big vehicle.
Right, because you never know if there's going to be, like, a child or a deer or someone else's car that gets in the way of your truck.
Did you see Happy Time Murders?
I did not.
Never mind.
I did see the final Sharknado.
The one where they go back in time?
Oh, they went back in time, man. They went back to the dinosaurs and then the Revolutionary War. It was ridiculous.
Would you recommend it to a friend?
I'd recommend it to you. But you're not really my friend, so.
You'd recommend it to someone who you just want to waste their time.
You know what, though? I actually enjoyed it, and there were so many celebrity cameos. Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson was in it, and Judah Friedlander and all that.
That's so funny. All right, Jackson on the job. We'll talk to him soon enough. As he's actually doing the garbage picking up. Do you know which community you're going to?
I am going to Sandy.
Sandy. If you're in Sandy, look out for Jackson on the job. Thanks, man.
See ya.
Kayla texts saying that my husband and I love The Meg. We were asking about a bunch of movies if you saw them this weekend.
Like, love's a strong word for it.
Kayla said they saw it twice. Also saw Happy Time Murders, walked out 20 minutes into it. It was so boring.
Oh.
Also saw Alpha, which was really good, slow but good. So, Kayla, thank you for that. Disagreeing with Justin's review of The Meg. Do you remember the story we did a while ago about the person at the airport who was trying to get their emotional support animal on the plane? And I think it was a peacock?
Yeah, because when you started off, I'm like, which one? We've done there's quite a few people trying to get certain things through.
Well, I got a new one.
What do you got?
Recently, a case on United where an emotional support animal had its own emotional support animal.
Well, why wouldn't you?
So one animal was supporting a person, and then the other animal was supporting the first animal.
So it's like it's a support dog who also has a support cat.
A dog is one of them.
Okay.
What is the other support animal?
It's going to be a bird.
Not a bird.
Is it smaller than the dog?
I would say, yeah, it is smaller than the
dog. I don't know
why
in my mind I'm thinking we're going biggest to smallest here. It's a rabbit.
Cool. It's a monkey.
What?
So this person's trying to bring a dog and a monkey on the plane, saying, like, I need the dog for me. The dog needs the monkey, so you got to let us all on.
Right, the whole thing just works.
And poor United Airlines is like, oh, we've had so much bad press over the years. Do we just allow it to happen?
Just let the monkey on.
Do you let the monkey on?
Just let the monkey
on. Do you really?
What's the monkey going to do? Everybody's going to love the monkey being on the plane anyway.
You know what? I need to correct myself. I'm reading this. The monkey was supporting the person. The dog was supporting the monkey. So
okay, that makes way more sense.
Exactly.
Now I get it.
As we check in with Jackson on the street.
Yes, I am in a truck right now.
All right, so tell us what's going on today. Jackson's on the job. Last hour we were talking to you. You're on your way down to West Valley to the waste management facility.
Yeah.
What's happened since then?
Well, I am in a truck right now with my buddy Brent. He is teaching me all sorts of things about this company. The number one thing that I'm learning about waste management is that they are not kidding with safety. I'm in a little fluorescent vest. They did this like 14 minute long inspection of their truck before we could even take off. It was amazing.
Like an airline pilot before takeoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's huge. It's a big deal. But it makes sense when you think that you're going through like residential areas where there are kids and dogs and stuff. You want to make sure that your truck is functioning okay and that you can see everything. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this, but garbage trucks have little windows on the door where you can see down to the curb. So, like, you can see my feet.
No way.
Yeah, because you got to be able to see everything. There are mirrors so you can see what's right in front of the truck. Because, like, the truck is, like, 4 feet tall where you just cannot see anything.
Right.
And then before the windshield even happens. So you don't want to, like, smash a little one or anything.
Justin, I feel like your monster truck that you drive needs tiny little windows down by your feet as well.
I'm going to cut a hole in the floor so I can stick it down.
Amen. Now, you're driving towards Sandy. That's where you're going to be picking up garbage this morning. Have you done your first pickup yet, or are you still on your path?
No, we're en route to Sandy, but Brent was just telling me all sorts of really cool things about what it's like to work here. You know, before he did this, he was a helicopter mechanic in the Army.
Oh, wow.
And then he came home and started doing this, which is apparently it's a great career path for people. So if you're looking for something to do after high school and maybe college isn't your bag, or maybe you're done with college and you just need to find a job because, you know, theater degrees aren't really good for anybody.
Yeah, get us a resume, Jackson.
I'll get you a job application. Because their pay is awesome and they have great benefits.
Jackson on the job. We'll talk to you soon.
All right,
I was hanging out at the Barks Bites and Brew event at Traverse Outlets.
Yes, on Saturday.
Yeah, and Megan came by the tent where we were doing the broadcast. She listens every morning during your Showbiz Beat.
Oh, good.
So I wanted to make sure we said good morning to her. And don't mess this up. This is when Megan listens. So
I always do when there's pressure.
There's a lot of pressure right now. She's expecting gold, buddy.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
And this is just in. I got breaking news.
Huh.
HBO.
Yes.
Releasing scenes of Game of Thrones.
Woo!
I know you're excited about it.
All right, I watched it.
And?
It's a teaser trailer of all the upcoming shows that HBO is doing.
It's not really satisfying, but you still watch it.
I watched it twice. There's about 4 seconds of Game of Thrones within a bunch of other shows. But the 4 seconds I saw, pretty cool. You got a.
I saw you over there frantically posting as well, too. Did you get it up for everybody to see?
Yeah, once you get into work, go check it out. Mix1051utah.com. You see Jon Snow. You see the dragons. You see everything you want in the 4 seconds. But, man, it goes by so fast. You have to watch it a few times to really figure out what you're even looking at.
Gotcha. Yeah. So Taylor Swift, she was on the road doing her tour in Nashville, Tennessee on Saturday. She's thinking, man, she sure knows a lot of people in that town.
Right.
Which people would you think, and I say people because I was a spoiler right there. She brought two people on stage.
Who?
Tim and Faith. Faith Hill, Tim McGraw came on stage and they sang together.
That's a lot of star power.
It is a lot of star power. But it's like those guys just sitting around the couch, phone rings. Like, sure, you know what? Let me pull stuff off the grill and we'll run right into town, do a couple songs, we'll head back home.
See if the sitter can come by quickly.
Yes, that's what happened. So if you went to that show, it was a good one. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have reached a divorce agreement. They're going to have joint custody, which is actually pretty good considering the man's in rehab right now.
They say that they want fluid custody because the two of them film so many movies and have different schedules.
Right. They can just kind of like, you're with mom for the next month or you're with dad for the next month. I guess filming for Guardians of the Galaxy has come to a halt while they're still searching for a director after the firing of James Gunn.
I don't know when it was supposed to be released.
Oh, neither do I.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how far back it's getting kicked.
I just know that... Yeah, it just says when he was getting fired.
They need a new director.
It doesn't have a timeline on what they're trying to get done.
A new director for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. They need a new director for the new James Bond film that's being made. Where's all the directors going?
Shortage.
Listen,
Shortage,
Hollywood,
Sean.
Hollywood, I was a film major. No, I didn't graduate, but I had 3 years of it. So if you want me.
You know enough to get by.
I think I could get myself around and make you a James Bond film, is what I'm saying.
And Nike plans to launch its new sneaker designed by Justin Timberlake this week.
Oh.
So we know he's always been kind of like an Air Jordan type guy.
Yeah.
So when we get it later this week, we'll get it blogged so you can check it out in the new Justin Timberlake shoe.
Okay.
And that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right. Thanks, Justin. We got to choose the news. In fact, since Jackson's on the job today, it's going to be Justin versus myself plus tickets to Salt Lake Bees. It's Mix 105.1. Happy Monday. Justin and I are going head-to-head with Choose the News. For voting, we'll put you into a drawing for Salt Lake Bees tickets. What was your story, Justin?
Miracle Whip prank gone bad.
And mine is, I have the saddest song of all time. Texts are still coming in as we try to tally them up. Natalie wants to go with Justin's and hear about Miracle Whip. But Lexi's saying, I gotta hear John's story. Love the show. Thanks, Lexi. Hey, it's funny. I was just thinking in my head, John always has the best stories. However, today, it's Justin. Sorry, John. Maybe tomorrow. All right. I was kind of being built up there. I was expecting big things.
It was a build-up for a letdown.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing there.
Thanks, Baxter. Sarah's voting for Justin. Also, my husband and I have not been to a Bees game. Pick us. Ooh, some begging going on there. I like that. Flavia's going with Justin as well. Really thought I'd get more votes today, but the winner with 74% of the votes.
Holy cow.
Justin!
Yeah! I will take it. So it was a prank kind of gone bad by a town in Florida. A town named Mayo, Florida.
Sorry?
The town's name is Mayo.
Okay.
So the creative department there at Kraft Heinz went to the town of Mayo and said, hey, we got a great idea. We'll give you guys $15,000 or $25,000 if we can change the name of your town to Miracle Whip for like this whole publicity marketing stunt.
Okay, go from Mayo to Miracle Whip.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the town's like, this is going to be awesome. We're going to do this and we're going to play a prank on the town that we're changing the name. So they go out there, they set up, they got the cameras, they got the mayor's there, this whole thing. They're going to roll it out. But the townspeople were all upset Because you actually have to have it to, like, it's an open discussion.
It has to be voted on?
It has to be voted on. Right. So they're more mad now that they're going to be changing the name of Mayo, Florida to Miracle Whip.
The mayor had to resign.
And the mayor's like, whoa, no, 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 no. It was all just this big thing. It's a big marketing thing that we're just going to do a Miracle Whip for Mayo. And, it didn't really work out the way they all wanted it to. But you know what? I think it's kind of creative that, that the Heinz company was like, hey, can we do this? We'll give you guys, we'll pay you some money to change your name.
They can fix the potholes in the streets at that point in time.
Yeah.
Are you a Mayo or a Miracle Whip? I know you don't even like Mayo.
I think that I would probably go Mayo over Miracle Whip. I don't know. Everybody always says Miracle Whip is better, but I can't tell you. I can't make a good, honest judgment on this.
You want to tell everyone why you hate Mayo so much?
Okay, so many, many years ago, I worked at a radio station, and we did Stinko de Mayo on Cinco de Mayo. So it was one of those baby kiddie pools full of mayonnaise. It'll ruin it for life if you know what it looks like after it sits out in the sun for a few hours.
Oh, just baking out there?
It starts to turn yellow, and it gets this greasy layer on it, and the whole thing stinks really bad.
It's still breakfast time.
And it was really, really bad. It will ruin your life.
All right, my story will be in our podcast today.
Airing your dirty laundry goes so much better over the radio.
Settling your differences one Monday at a time with Mediation Monday.
Morning, Chloe.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. So, Mediation Monday, it says here that you are having an argument with, it's a coworker.
Yeah, my coworker, Brooke. I mean, basically, it's really silly. I lost my wallet last week. On Friday, it was gone, and all over the weekend, I couldn't find it. And I got on Thursday night to Diplo, and I thought maybe, I don't know, I lost it there or something.
Sure, yeah, it was packed there, anyway. So that would have been easy to do.
Yeah, I don't know, and I had a few drinks. But so then Monday, you know, I go into work, and I'm here, and he comes up to me and is like, oh, here's your wallet. It fell out of your purse on Thursday night. Here it is. And I said, thank you. That's great. Thank you so much for finding it and giving it to me. That's great. And then she expected me to give her some sort of reward, which is so weird to me. I still don't even understand what she's talking about. I mean, I never had a poster. I mean, I never said, please find my wallet. I'm going to give you a reward. This is missing. I mean, this is somebody I know. I mean, we're not close friends, but we work together.
And she wants a finder's fee.
And she wants a reward. I don't, it's so weird to me. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm not giving you a reward. I don't know. It's so weird. And now she's really upset that I'm not giving her some sort of weird reward for just happening to see a wallet, picking it up and noticing it's mine and giving it to me. Like, what do you want? A medal? Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, what happens next? Like, you print something out at the community printer and then she comes over and holds that ransom until you give her a few bucks as well?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. I mean, she didn't... I mean, I'm grateful for her to hand over. I mean, it's the right thing to do. Like, anyway, she didn't go out of her way in any way.
So is it causing issues at work?
Yeah, I mean, it is. She's kind of really upset, and I'm a little offended now that she's so offended that I'm not giving her a reward for giving me my wallet back. I don't know. It's just very weird. I don't know. I think it's very weird.
I would like us to get Brooke's number from you so we can call her up, and then we can have you guys talk together, and then we'll take some texts at 615-44 and see if we can help the two of you. Would that work?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Morning, Brooke.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for being on. Thanks for listening to the show. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
So
I love it.
Thank you. You've heard of Mediation Monday. You kind of know what this is about. I told you that Chloe's on the phone, and you're asking for a reward for finding Chloe's wallet.
Yeah.
Can I ask, like, why? Like, kind of what's your thought process on this?
I don't really think there's a whole lot to think about. It's just it's a very normal thing. I mean, that's always how it goes. If someone finds something of yours, especially something as important as a wallet, it's pretty typical to give someone a thank you or a finder's fee. I mean, she had a good amount of cash in that wallet, too. I mean, it would have sucked for her to lose that. And she had about $300 cash in there in 20s. And I really expected her to just give me a 20 just as a thank you. And she just took it and walked away. And I thought, wow.
So you actually you went through the wallet a good amount. I mean, you counted the money.
Right?
Well, no. I just, you know, I wanted to make sure there wasn't anything missing. Like, when I picked it up off of the floor, I just didn't want to, like, you know, I made sure her ID and everything was in there. And you can't miss a big wad of cash, you know?
Chloe, what do you think about that? Brooke is saying that, hey, look, if you would have lost this wallet on the street and some random person would have found it, you would probably give them some type of reward, right?
No, and yeah, that's not what happened. Course. Somebody I knew picked it up and just gave it to me. Like, it's so weird to me. That's not what happened. Somebody I know who I work with, Brooke, picked up my wallet and handed it to me. Like, what do you want?
We're really sticking to the facts here, John. There's no what ifs, okay?
No what ifs
How
at
dare
all.
You even bring it up?
I know. It's like, this is cut and dry. What's weird is it's cut and dry for both of them. Like, Chloe's like, look, right. I lost my wallet. My coworker found it. It's awesome. I want to move on. And Brooke's like, no, you lost your wallet. I found it. I get a reward now. That's what I've been always taught. And that's kind of the standstill that we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Would you both be okay with us taking some text to 61544 and see where our listeners kind of sit on this matter?
Yeah, of course. Sure, yeah.
Okay, but I'm telling you right now, Brooke, that there's no money in it, just so you know.
That's fine. I didn't expect it from that. I would expect it from saving someone's wallet.
This text says, my husband recently found someone's wallet at a Walmart parking lot, and instead of taking it in the Walmart, we found the guy's address, which took probably about 15 minutes, and took it to him just so he could avoid having any problems, and there was no reward. It's just about being a decent human being.
That's a good story.
Brooke is being greedy. There's no reason to expect a reward for doing a good deed. Giving someone back their wallet shouldn't be going above and beyond. It's the decent thing. I agree. I don't feel like it is above and beyond. I feel like it's like the social contract we all have.
You know, especially if it's like at the store and you find somebody, usually they live in the area.
Yeah.
And with maps nowadays, it'll take you there in minutes.
How about this one? $20 versus the loss of $300. That's a no-brainer. Buy her lunch and move ahead. So yeah. Someone who's actually on Brooke's side there saying, just give that money. I would have given her $40. Definitely deserved a reward. That's from Anthony. So some people come into Brooke's side saying, look, this is what happens. Give the 20 and move on. But how about this? This happens on occasion in our office. Actually, more often than not, no reward is ever given. It's ridiculous. Jessa, this is somebody who said something where you said off air.
What?
Should have just taken the $20 while fingering through the wallet.
What, man? Somebody already took all the money. Here's your wallet back, though. I found that for you.
Jackson on the street.
That's right. In the mean streets of Pepperwood.
Wow, it's pretty rough up there in that gated community.
Ooh, yeah.
It is a gated community. It is a little like the Purge. It's really nice, but yeah, something's afoot.
Jackson actually is on the job this morning, so he is out with the garbage men and women of Sandy. You actually met in West Valley. You did the safety, what would you call it, the safety demonstration?
It's a safety meeting, and then they go through and they check their truck for about 15 minutes. They look at every little thing from tire pressure to bolts. Everything gets looked at before they go anywhere.
I got to tell you, I was watching the Insta stories you put up at Mix 105.1 Utah. It looks pretty cool. You had like squad goals, and I was like, yeah, these guys, they're on it.
Oh, yeah, they're rolling out. So my buddy Brent is actually who I'm riding with. He was telling me, though, something really interesting about what it's like to drive in your neighborhood, because the same guys do the same routes every single week. So they know everything about your neighborhood. Do you want to tell them kind of like you're like a one-man neighborhood watch?
Usually we know where every single crack in the road is. It's going to jerk your truck, maybe set the camera off, so you try to avoid those. We know what people don't separate that can, which is always kind of fun, but we just deal with it as it is. You know, and, you know, a lot of people actually get to know your name, and they'll bring you out drinks or whatever, so it's a lot of fun. I actually enjoy this. So like I was telling him, that I cannot believe they actually pay me money to do this job, because I love it so much. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's been really cool. So, like, I guess not too long ago, one of the drivers actually saw someone breaking into a second-story window, and called the cops. So you guys might not notice when the garbage men are in your area because we're just so accustomed to seeing it. But they are always vigilant.
I never thought about that. That is really cool to know, though, that they're kind of always watching out for the neighborhood during the day.
Which is great.
Yeah, so make sure you separate their cans. That's one thing that I'm learning is that every now and then we've got to hop out and separate the cans because they're too close together. So if you have multiple cans at your house, don't be that guy. All right? Keep them separated. Keep them nice and spaced out for us.
I think I learned a valuable lesson right then and there for me. Justin, let's do it. Get your showbiz beat.
Hey, so Beyonce and Jay-Z were leaving the stage at the end of the show in Atlanta on Saturday night when a fan jumped up on stage, kind of rushed him a little bit. What happened, though, is the backup dancers quickly intervene and distract while security comes to get somebody off stage.
Is that a job requirement as a backup dancer to be part-time bouncer if needed?
I would like to think probably in today's age that I'm sure that there's been, they probably run a drill for this.
But you're right.
You know?
Yeah, people rush the stage not like how they used to rush the stage.
No.
Now it's scarier.
And I read this. I was like, man, you know what? Back in the day, it was cool. Everybody was like, yeah, it was awesome. And then you just jump back down. Like, get off the stage. All right, that's cool. Now, it's like it's all scary. What's going
to
happen?
You go to jail now.
You do.
Yeah.
And at least they decided that nobody's pressing charges or anything like that because they did make it off stage. And I guess he did kind of like brush up against Jay-Z. So there was some kind of a little bit of a contact made. So he got pretty close.
Yeah.
But he didn't get in trouble. That's good. So Shawn Mendes tells Variety magazine that he wants to start acting.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Because it's what you do.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see if he's any good.
Cool.
Nike plans to launch the sneaker designed by Justin Timberlake this week, which I remember he's a tennis shoe guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's always got Air Jordans. And so I'm curious to see what it's going to look like, and we'll get our hands on it later this week, and we'll post it.
Who do you think has a bigger shoe collection, our sales manager, Eric, or Justin Timberlake? Because Eric has like a whole closet dedicated to Nike shoes as well.
Probably Eric.
I know. I think he trumps Justin Timberlake.
Because Justin might not hang on to him.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's got a whole closet. And so,
they made a video here at Broadway Media, like a documentary about his shoe collection. That's how big of a shoe collection
he has. Very impressive. Eddie Murphy, at the age of 57, is going to have his 10th child.
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. 10 children at the age of 57.
Married?
Is she a girlfriend? No, this one's a girlfriend. There's no official word on what it's going to be, but his girlfriend, Paige Butcher, pregnant. And so that'll be the second with her. He's got an 11-year-old daughter with Mel B, and then 5 kids with his ex-wife. Oh, my goodness. Just a lot of children.
Oh,
they're all ranging between, check us out, they're ranging between the ages of 2 and 29.
I did not realize Eddie Murphy was so busy.
Right?
I really didn't. I didn't know. I thought he was busy just making Shrek appearances.
Well, he's not doing a whole lot of movies at the moment, so that's how he's passing the time. And it was happened today. HBO gave us some scenes. There's a Game of Thrones scene. John's got it. You posted it already.
Yeah, I posted it up online at mix1051utah.com. HBO just did like a teaser for all of their shows coming up in 2019.
So is it like it's just a medley of everything?
Yeah, there's about 4 seconds of Game of Thrones. You get to see the dragons. Trust me, if you're a Game of Thrones dork like I am, you're going to want to watch it.
4 seconds.
I've watched it twice. I'm going to watch it again once the show's over and Justin's not talking in my ear so I can really focus in on what they're hinting towards this season.
4 seconds.
4 seconds can tell you a lot, man.
All right. And that is the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. All morning long, Jackson's been out there with the sanitation workers picking up the trash in Sandy. Hey, last time we talked, we were talking about can separation.
Yes.
How far are they supposed to be apart? Justin and I were arguing here in the studio about the distance between the two cans.
About a foot.
About
a foot. You can keep it about a foot apart.
Well, that's not too bad, then. I can do that.
Okay, I told Justin 3 feet, so I was way off.
I feel like 3 feet's pretty excessive. Brent's a wizard. I'm seeing him like use this little grabber claw while the cans are like sandwiched together like a PB&J.
Is the claw like the claw they use on the arcade game when you're trying to get the stuffed animals?
Not like that, honestly. It's a joystick that he uses in here.
Okay.
And it goes out and left and right. You can kind of maneuver it wherever. If you're a video game player, you're in really good news for you. I've got the perfect job.
Are you currently driving the truck?
I am not driving the truck. No, to do this job, you have to have a CDL.
Gotcha.
And I do not. shouldn't be allowed to drive my car,
right,
is the thing.
It is cool to get an inside look of exactly what goes into a day of garbage pickup. You can go to our Insta story on Instagram and watch Jackson mix 105.1 Utah. Thanks, Jackson. We'll check with you one more time.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Disney, they have a new streaming service, and they finally have a name for it.
Oh, what is it?
It's going to be called Disney Play. And it's going to go right after Netflix, and it's going to have everything that Disney owns. So all of the cartoons, all of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, The Avengers.
That's a lot of great content.
20th Century Fox movies as well.
That's right.
This is going to hurt Netflix. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yes, I am.
Horses and sharks are ticklish. Although you probably shouldn't go and tickle a shark.
No, but I would like to know where.
Podcast Extra Time. These are the stories that did not make it on air. No, no, no. We save these for you, our podcast listeners, and we say thank you for downloading this every day, including the saddest song of all time.
That's what your Choose the News was today.
So Spotify has this algorithm that supposedly quantifies the amount of sadness in a song.
Okay.
And a data journalist for the BBC used it to find the saddest songs on the Billboard charts, okay?
Okay.
They say this, that I'm about to play you, is the saddest song in the history of music.
The first time ever I kissed you. I felt the earth.
So the song is called The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face by Roberta Flack.
Okay.
It's a slow song.
It's I don't mind it, though. It's a kind of a nice, mellow song.
Here's the problem.
What?
The Spotify algorithm isn't perfect. It's not a sad song. It's just sad sound. It's a love ballad. It's not sad at all.
No, it's just a slow song.
Right. In fact, their list, if they use the algorithm, all of them are just slow. None of them are actually sad songs. So the whole thing is kind of jacked on Spotify.
We've debunked it.
There you go. I got other stuff too.
What do you got? Yeah.
2018's dumbest things people have put on their resumes.
Yeah.
For example, someone submitted a resume where every sentence was in a different font. I actually think that's very creative and kind of cool.
Unless it's annoying to look at.
Someone claimed they had 40 different jobs in a single year. That's not good. A 22-year-old claimed they already had 3 different college degrees.
Wow.
Someone tried to attach their resume to an email but attached a full credit check application for an apartment by mistake.
That's funny.
Someone noted that they had, quote, as many marriages as jobs.
No way.
Someone decided to include their extensive arrest record on their resume.
Well, just letting you know who they are.
A company got a resume where the entire thing was just one sentence. John Watkins, what else do you need to know?
God, that's good.
Someone noted at the bottom of the resume that they don't like babies or puppies, which would be on Jackson's resume now that
Pretty
I
much.
Think about it. Yeah. Let's see. What's the key to a satisfying life? A loving family, great friends? No, that's not on here. Curling up in a bed? No. Turns out it is money. Money buys you happiness.
They always said you can't buy happiness.
No, a new study says, you know what? Yeah, the more money you have, the more happy you're going to be.
Oh, man.
In fact, they studied a bunch of lottery winners, and the bigger the jackpot, the happier they were.
That's not news. I feel we've known that the whole time.
Yeah, so whenever someone tells you money doesn't buy happiness, that is just a bunch of horse crap right there. All right, thanks for listening to our show. We do appreciate it. A brand new episode back tomorrow. Bye-bye.